It's time for Getting to Know You on Ocean 100, and That's Tourism is a campaign that celebrates the champions of PEI's tourism industry and highlights its positive impact on the island. Each week, we are going to meet local tourism champions whose dedication and passion contribute to making PEI a vibrant year-round tourism destination that we all know it is. Now, this week's spotlight is on Ava Rivard, who is a server at The Local, who exemplifies the best of PEI's tourism industry. Ava's passionate about hospitality and is balancing her work with her studies at UPEI, where she's pursuing a nursing degree. Her story highlights how working in tourism builds valuable skills that transfer to other careers and contributes to her dream of staying on PEI to work in healthcare. My goodness, Ava, welcome. Did you write that?
No, I did not.
I'm only kidding. Well, congratulations. You got a great path underway. And, you know, the nursing thing is going to be great. And the fact that you work in tourism right now is only going to help you down the road. Let's unpack a few things here first. Can you share a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so I grew up in PEI. I've lived in Charlottetown since I was born. I started working in tourism in 2021, that summer, and then later that year in February of 2022, I started working at The Local, and I've been there ever since.
So tell us what you enjoy most about it. What do you love about your job?
Well, I'm very outgoing, so I love to meet new people. I love to have all the conversations, and I love to help answer questions about PEI. So we have a lot of people come in that have never been to the island. And neat, they're like, oh, do you have anything that you recommend? And then you're able to help tell them what they should do while they're here, like the big things that we enjoy or they would enjoy. I love being in a fast-paced environment, so I love everything about tourism in that way, like the way that I work in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. We move very fast. There's on like a Saturday night, there's no time to stand around. Right. You're not really moving very slow. I love being part of a team. Like, my staff are incredible. They will help anywhere where you need help. You can help them. So we're very lucky to have such a good team. So that's really like my favorite things about working in the restaurant or working in tourism.
For sure. And, you know, being able to answer those questions is definitely key and a big part of what you do. Now, being a server, obviously, it's a pretty demanding gig. Do you think there's many skills that maybe you've learned from being a server that are going to help you out down the road in that nursing career?
Oh, definitely. Well, I talked about the fast-paced environment. Whenever we're in the hospitals, I've done a few clinical rotations. We do not move slow. There's no such thing as standing around. Like, as soon as everyone's getting up in the morning, you're getting all your patients up. So we're moving fast again there. So I'm kind of used to being in the environment, so I don't get stressed out or anything. Mm-hmm. When I'm in the restaurant, I'm providing service. So I'm getting people what they need, helping them with like any answers that I could give them. And then I'm in the hospital, I am providing care for people. So I feel like that kind of, it definitely, whenever you're used to providing service, it helps whenever you're providing care. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot of problem solving and critical thinking skills working in tourism, being able to have a problem and deal with it really, really fast.
Right.
Because you don't have time to wait, usually. It's the same in nursing. When there's a mistake made or there's a decision that needs to be made, it needs to be made fast most of the time. I've also learned prioritization. I used to be horrible at this. But now whenever
you're... Might be able to teach me a thing or two because I still am.
When you're in the restaurant, you could have four tables all at the same time. Like being sat... I was there Saturday morning and I had four tables sat in my section within 5 minutes of each other. Mm-hmm. Like all four within 5 minutes. So you have to like prioritize what you're going to do first so that way everybody can get the best service and you're not stressed out.
Right.
And just like time management, like I'm working in tourism and going to school full time. I'm taking four classes and two labs and then my clinicals. So I'm very busy there.
Yeah, just a bit.
And then so I had to learn how to like balance work with that. Uh-huh. So that's definitely a valuable skill.
Ava, and I can attest, I have to admit, I was a server many, many years ago, and I think it gave me the foundation for much of my future career and the ability to chat with and interact with people and understand, you know, in a very quick interaction, you know, how you're going to work together. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about maybe a specific example of how your experience working in tourism has kind of shaped your personal and your professional growth.
Well, professionally, when I was 16, whenever I started where I am now, and I didn't really have any like professional skills at all. Like I was not able to be like to speak to people professionally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was only 16. That wasn't a skill that I had really developed. But now I find myself after being at the local for almost 3 years that I'm able to hold conversations. And even when I'm talking to like my professors and like other patients and things, I don't really have any trouble speaking professionally or anything like that. So that is major for me because that was a skill I needed to develop. So that one definitely has helped me grow like personally.
For sure.
And then once again, like the time management and prioritization, those are skills you're going to use your whole life.
For sure.
So.
Now you're getting into nursing. You know, we all read the news. We know that PEI actively looking for nurses and doctors. You know, what is so charming about PEI to you? What would you say to someone that is thinking about coming to the island?
I mean, I love that it's small. I have gone to big cities. I went to Toronto in November, and then we did New York at the end of December. And I just, like, I love being in a small town. I love going to cities and visiting, but I love coming back. I love living here. I love that it's safe. I was saying last night to my mom that we're able to go downtown and walk around and go out and do all that stuff and not have to worry about anything happening or being unsafe. We're able, like, just we have a lot of festivals, a lot of events that we can go to. Like, I mean, my biggest one, we do Cavendish Beach Music Festival every year. So that one is huge for us.
Yeah.
We stay up in Cavendish. We do it all. So definitely there's a lot going on here. It seems small, but we've got a lot going on.
There's stuff happening.
Always.
Always. Okay. Well, Ava, you are on your way. You are so well spoken. And it seems like you were just going to knock it out of the park as far as this nursing gig goes. Nothing but the highest amount of respect for what you're doing right now, kiddo. Enjoy it and good luck.
Thank you.